The other thing is that home ownership remains still the choice for an awful lot of people. And it isn't about just right to buy, which is fine, and you trickle out about 100 units a year in Wandsworth, which isn't a lot, but I think we need to look at the ways in which we can find support for those who live in the borough, who aspire to live in the borough, aspire to own in the borough. And we need to find mechanisms of not only building cheaper housing, but also finding cheaper means of finance to help them along the way. And finally, what I'd say is that as a local politician, I am interested in keeping the decent folk who have chosen to live in Wandsworth living in Wandsworth. I don't want a 60% churn every year. Frankly, canvassing is impossible if people are moving around every week. Therefore, I want them there. And so if I've canvassed them today, I want to count their vote 6 months' time. So it is important that the people who have chosen to live in a locality have their housing choices sated in that locality, and we need to find local solutions to do that.
Excellent, Ravi, thank you. I just had one question, and it's about the Nine Elms development. What percentage of that is what's regarded to social housing, affordable housing?
Oh, that's a very interesting question, isn't it? 15%.
Right.
The mayor's ask across London is different. Mm-hmm. Our own ask in our plan is 33%. We have asked for 15%. Because we want that investment in infrastructure. Mm-hmm. So we have swapped affordable housing for infrastructure. And my early argument with the landowners in that area was, unless you pay towards the Northern Line, you can have bungalows.
Yeah.
Because if you want the densities you want, you need to invest in the infrastructure. And unless there is infrastructure, the 16,000 homes would not get delivered.
Excellent. Thank you.